I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Last week on Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine, we told you about a study underway at UK and other hospitals aimed at tracking and improving the patient experience. But what about the situation where there's a language barrier? Well, in part two of our report, we look at a new video remote interpreter service, or VRI, now in use in 9 of UK healthcare's pediatric clinics for non-English speaking patients and their families. Dr. Greg recently spoke with Matthew Horn, Ambulatory Director for Pediatric Care, and Sarah Hessler, Manager of Language Services for UK Healthcare.
People don't expect the kind of diversity that we actually have in Lexington to be here. We track across the city with other agencies and our local government over 150 spoken languages in the Lexington area. And that's on par with a city the size of Chicago, or any major U.S. city would have that kind of language diversity. But one of the challenges we face with medical interpreting is you need to use a qualified medical interpreter. We have that kind of diversity, but we don't necessarily have the volume to be able to staff the live on-site interpreters. The best option for the patient, the family, and the provider is to have somebody on site. But we can't do that for 150 languages. We can only do that for 10 to 12 languages and limited availability in some of those. So the video resource is just an excellent tool. We have over 40 languages on video and over 230 on the phones. It's a great backup, and it allows us to provide the highest quality services to our patients and families.
Sarah and I started working together on language issues within pediatrics probably 5 years ago. We had different opportunities where we realized our patients who were speaking other languages weren't getting as good of service as patients who were English speaking. And so we tackled several different issues, and Sarah came to me and said, hey, we have this fun new tool where our patients can actually see someone while they're interpreting. So ideally, we want a live interpreter, and that's always Sarah's gold standard. And so we typically try to do that, but occasionally that just isn't going to happen for one reason or another. So we had telephone interpreters for quite a while, and we still have that available. But when this came up, it's just such a better way of communicating. It's a lot nicer to look at someone in the eye. You can see the body language. It just makes things so much more comfortable for the patient.
So the first symptom that they would want to look for is fever. So a high fever is something that can be very common with the flu.
Bueno, el primer síntoma es la fiebre. Una fiebre alta es uno de los síntomas de la influenza.
Sí. Some other symptoms you might see are chills or body aches.
Y otras síntomas que pueden notar son escalofríos, dolores en el cuerpo.
And I guess we're talking about the core difference between translation versus interpretation. Being able to see that body language and facial expression, the interpreter might be able to better assist the healthcare provider in knowing what this patient is not only thinking, but feeling as well.
That's such a good distinction, because there is a difference between translation and interpretation, and I love the way you said that.
Well, and I think also this gets to a core part of our mission here at UK, and that is honoring the whole patient, being able to meet them on their level and really understand what they're going through. I mean, to me as a physician, that would be a primary necessity. If I'm ever to actually make them better, treat them, I have to know what they're thinking and feeling.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So what sort of staff do you have available? Who all is out there that you can call upon?
So we have several interpreters who are devoted to pediatrics in one way or another. Some are scheduled at the same time we schedule an appointment. We know the patient is Spanish speaking. We will schedule Dr. Smith and the interpreter at the same time. And so we have a live interpreter, which again is the gold standard. Where that isn't possible because we had a sick visit or in our twilight clinic, it's after hours. If we can't get someone there, we wind up using the video remote interpreting software on the iPad. So we also have an interpreter who is primarily on the phone every day. One of our gaps in the past was if you spoke Spanish, you would call and leave a message on a telephone. And when an interpreter could find time to get to that telephone voicemail, they would call you back. Well, if your child is sick, you really need someone to talk to now. So we moved one of our interpreters several years ago to just telephone operations. And so now when someone calls, they can press on the phone tree, I speak Spanish, and it automatically goes to our Spanish interpreter, who will then call a triage nurse and interpret over the phone and figure out, you know, your child needs to go to the emergency department or needs to come in for a sick visit or whatever. So we do a lot of that. Also, for our nurses who are calling with results or to schedule something that's non-emergent, they'll call this person, our interpreter, and then they will call the family and relay that information as well. So it's just a lot better than it was in the past, just making those few changes. But we have several interpreters who are throughout the PEDS clinics who are the one-on-one in the exam room interpreter.
Is there anything else that you wanted to get out to our listeners that maybe we haven't touched on?
Different areas in UK healthcare see different kinds of patient populations, but nowhere has greater diversity than pediatrics. And pediatrics has done an excellent job taking the lead in really embracing that diversity. For compliance, you can just use the phone. But nothing about the pediatrics leadership is just. It's always what else, what more, what better. That's why I love working with them so much.
My thanks today to Matthew Horn and Sarah Hester of UK Healthcare for talking with me about the importance of honoring the whole patient and their families by speaking to them literally and figuratively in their own language. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.